From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, thousands of travelers are cutting their vacation short and returning home to New Jersey from Florida, where Hurricane Milton is forecast to make landfall by tomorrow. Some travelers say they had to pay six times more than the average price of a ticket from Florida to New Jersey. Others are on standby waiting for any seats to become available. Tampa International Airport is suspending all commercial and cargo operations. Orlando International Airport officials say they will remain open to accept emergency aid and relief flights, but they will stop all commercial flights tomorrow. The largest regulated water and wastewater utility company in the United States says it was the victim of a cyber attack.
New Jersey-based American Water provides services to more than 14 million people in 14 states and on 18 military installations. And the firm said on Monday that it became aware of the unauthorized activity last Thursday. They paused billing to customers and immediately took protective steps, including shutting down certain systems. The company doesn't believe its facilities or operations were impacted by the attack and said staffers were working, quote, around the clock to investigate the nature and scope of what happened. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The cost of a Mega Millions lottery ticket is going to be more than double, from $2 to $5 starting next April. Lottery officials say along with the higher costs will come bigger jackpots and more frequent winners. Among the changes will be improved odds to win the huge jackpots that often go unclaimed for months. Rival game Powerball says they're going to keep their prices at $2 a ticket. Tips for bartenders, servers, and hairdressers would not count as income that they have to claim on their taxes under a proposal in the New Jersey legislature.
This is, you know, different type of income. It's not their paycheck. It is money that is being given to them from customers.
State Senator Vince Palestina says the move could also attract more workers to the service industry. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Cool mornings and mild afternoons await us. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High pressure is in control of New Jersey's atmosphere for a couple days. That will be replaced with another dome of high pressure, a cooler air mass for the end of the work week. There's still no real rain in sight other than a rogue sprinkle, I guess. Lots of sunshine today. A few clouds build in this afternoon. It'll be dry. It'll be seasonable. Highs this afternoon around 70 degrees. Tonight will be clear and cool. Lows will dip into the upper 40s. We'll get more sunshine tomorrow with highs back to near 70. Thursday is going to turn breezy and even cooler. We'll see sunshine across most of the state, but clouds to the south. Highs on Thursday only reaching the lower 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Elizabeth, it's 58. Lakewood is 57. Seattle City is 59. Weather brought to you by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.